and the Redbirds go to 500 on February 18th. 70-44, Illinois State wins the home finale over the Purple Aces of Evansville. Leading wire to wire. Never trailed in this one. It was only tied at 2. And then the Redbirds led for the remaining 36 minutes and 25 seconds. Evansville falls to 3-22, and they're now 0-14 in the Missouri Valley Conference, while Illinois State now improves to 7-8 in the league, and they are now 13-13. Everybody gathers on the south end in front of the band. The Red Line Express dance team, the cheerleaders, and the team to sing this one out. Happy bunch of Redbirds singing out that one as we're joined now by Kristen Gillespie after this one. Well, you know, what can you say? There's so many good things about today. I mean, nothing's perfect, but you look at the rebounding, the way you're able to get your inside game going again with Simone, the way you're able to get some other people some minutes. Just what a day.
Great day. A great team win. Everyone got to contribute, which is always great. It doesn't always happen because those kids work just as hard in practice, so it's always nice to reward them for their efforts. I thought Simone was phenomenal to start us. I mean, my gosh, she was really good. And, you know, Variah Livingston was amazing. 9 offensive rebounds at 5-5. It's incredible to go along with 6 assists and no turnovers.
That's crazy. I want to mention quickly Simone. I said, you know, you could just do that all day. But on the other hand, you did kind of want to get other people involved in the offense.
Yeah, too. I mean, but it's until they stop it. You know, it's why go away? Because we've had some scoring lulls. But I'm glad Hannah, you know, got it going here and we got her that last play so she get one last make. But I thought we shared the ball really well. I thought Franny played outstanding, so it's always great.
Well, you got some great minutes from people. They're taking the picture right now, and I know you probably, well, they've got the players out there right now. One final thought, though, but, you know, 12,600 in the Play for K day, and I just love this event.
It was phenomenal. My first one here at Illinois State, and I just hope we can grow it to bigger and bigger, you know, because it is about those who lost their life and those who are going through their battle.
You're 500 now. On February 18th.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of this group.
All right, Coach. You go enjoy it.
Thanks
for the time. See you tomorrow night, too, at Hy-Vee, as we're going to have our coaches show. We'll save a lot of this for tomorrow night. All right, they're going to be taking pictures. We'll let her get back out there and snap a few more shots. The Redbirds in their pink jerseys, just the players out there right now. I know a lot of the others will file in there as well as the Redbirds of Illinois State pick up a 70-44 victory over the Purple Aces of Evansville, the home finale, and the Play for K game. We'll break it down, look at the Valley, and much more in our post game. This is Illinois State women's basketball from Learfield.